Well, we've got a real changing of the guard, haven't we? In fact, Steve Smith will be playing grade cricket on the weekend for Sutherland. It's going to be a big comeback for him. And, of course, he got married as well, so it's all happening. I think he's still married. Stuart Clark joins us on the line. G'day, Stewie.
Okay, TK. All right. Yes, mate, still happily married.
Now, how is Michelle? Good?
Yeah, she's well, thank you. Thank you for asking.
That's a good idea. Hey, mate, it is a bit of a new era, mate. Justin Langer, the coach, 15-man squad. We've got the two test matches coming up against Pakistan and the UAE, but lots of controversy regarding the omission of Glenn Maxwell and a Chris Tremaine and a Peter Hanscom.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very different-looking side. It's a very young-looking side with some guys that are, you know, again, and I've banged on about this for a while, it's the guys that are picked on potential rather than guys that have, yeah, you know, been out there and done the thing in Shield cricket or Australia A cricket. So Tremaine being the obvious one, that's, you know, a former New South Wales boy, I think, and went down to Victoria. Probably didn't have the best career at New South Wales, but gone down to Victoria and just absolutely blitzed them. And not in the squad. They've picked a couple of, you know, I think Doggett and Lorbashang, I think that's how you say his name.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with them as a sense. They're potentially good players in the future, but, you know, I'm not sure that we're going to this, you know, I read a few things about it. We've picked character over ability and all this type of stuff. Well, I don't know. What's wrong with Chris Tremaine's character? I don't know. Looks fine to me.
Yeah. Is that one of the reasons why Maxwell's been left out then, Stewie? They're not happy with his character?
You could only read into that, Loz, I think, by saying, yeah, they're not happy with something in his sort of demeanour or his personality. And, you know, I think I've talked to you about this a lot, about, you know, the culture of the team and stuff like that. So that word gets thrown around a lot. But, you know, I think he went out yesterday and got some runs and showed everyone he's a good player. Look, Glenn Maxwell's biggest issue, he's rocks or diamonds type stuff. Like, when he's on, he's on, and when he's off, he's off. And I still think he deserved an opportunity. And, yeah, you know what? They'd probably go there and blitz him. But just hard, because what's worked for a lot of years, you know, do well in grade cricket, do well in Shield cricket, and then you get picked for Australia, it doesn't seem to be the way forward.
There's this other... I think it's always dangerous when you've got to justify or have benchmarks for your decisions for selection when you put numbers to it. And I think this new system that the selectors have got under Justin Langer is they've made a rod for their own back here. I think you've got to trust your eye a bit if you're a selected. Like, you're not going to get it right all the time, but I still think it's hard when you just put numbers down and you think, well, this is criteria they've got to pass or not pass, Stewie.
Well, you've got to fill. What happens if you haven't got enough players to fill the team? No one meets the criteria. Then what do? You go, oh, Jesus, we have to play with 10 this week.
Yeah.
I accept that they're trying to put benchmarks in to know what they're looking for and all that stuff, but it can't be black and white. There is a gut feel to some of this stuff, and whilst, you know, you have players of the future and all that type of stuff, selecting's hard work, because I think if you look at it, so eight or nine blokes probably pick themselves because they're the right bloke. We're always talking about two guys, whether it be, you know, a batsman or a bowler, because they're the ones that are on the fringes, haven't done enough. The whole benchmarking thing, I get that they're trying to measure against whatever they want to measure against, but you know, selecting's always been about, you'll see a guy play. It's no different to footy. It's no different to soccer. You watch a guy play and you go, there's something about this guy that, you know, he's played a certain amount of games. He's tough. He's, you know, he runs in all day. He gives 150%. You know, this guy deserves an opportunity. And yes, because he doesn't meet the stats, we're not going to pick him.
No. And again, sometimes you've got to go with your eye rather than just going on pure numbers. But obviously, Justin Langer is trying to, you know, create, you know, a different feel within that test squad. He wants his players to reach certain benchmarks, so he'll be judged on that moving forward. Talking about moving forward, I was interested to read Mitchell Johnson the other day in the paper talk about the last time they played overseas against Pakistan, about how Steve Smith got it wrong by playing the three quicks. Do you think, in this test series, we'll go with the three spinners rather than the three quicks?
Oh, I'd be nervous doing that, Loz. I think if there's one thing that Pakistan are, as are India, they're very, very good players of spin.
Yep.
And unless you've got a world-class or three world-class spinners, and I'm talking top-shelf world-class spinners, then you're just basically sending two younger guys or two less experienced guys out to play against, you know, arguably the second-best team of spin in the world. That said, if you haven't got the quicks to go out there and do a job, and I'm not sure we do with Hazelwood and Cummins not playing at the moment, then you've probably got to look at other options. For years and years and years, we've tried to beat them, but they're just too good. We've got to go out. What we need to do is play attritional cricket and just play long, sort of slow, like they play. That the wicket gets worse as the game goes on in that part of the world. You have to be in there for the long part of the game. I'm not sure I quite agree with Mitchell Johnson with whether spin's the way to go. I still like the fact that if we've got the quick bowlers there, then try and get in there and have a crack at them.
Yeah.
Was Peter Siddle a surprise selection for you?
Oh, absolutely. I spat my cornflakes out when I was reading it. I played Test cricket with Peter Siddle. That's how long it goes. So, you know, I'm not saying he's not a good bowler, and yes, he's gone over England and done work, but yeah, they must have done it for experience, getting an old bloke in there just to have some of the younger guys around with Hazelwood and Cummins being out. I know Stark's there, and you know he's the leader of the attack type thing, but they must have done it with some other young blokes around just to have a steady head around.
Yeah.
Does he meet the criteria?
Well, he did, because Justin Langer, I saw the quote saying he's a fine Australian.
Right. A fine Australian.
Yeah, whatever that means. You know.
Does he have to be a fine Australian cricketer, or can he just be a good Australian?
He's a great Australian, I think was the quote anyway. By the way, Pakistan are $1.90 at tab.com.au. We're $3.25 to be winning that opening test match over there in the UAE. Now, I've got to move on. Did you see Mo and Ali's got the book coming out?
Yes.
And sledging again, mate. It's reared its ugly head. With allegations in the book saying that he was called Osama. It was Trevor Bayliss, who you know very, very well, took the complaint to Darren Lehman. He never actually heard back from Darren Lehman. Trevor just assumed that, you know, the complaint was made and he would have dealt with it.
Oh, look, it's just unacceptable in anything anymore. We all know it sort of probably happened 20, 30 years ago, and it was probably unacceptable. It definitely was unacceptable back then, and it's definitely unacceptable back now. I hope, and in fairness to Trevor Bayliss, he's probably tried to do the right thing and go and see Darren Lehman behind closed doors rather than making... Because if he'd gone to the umpires, if he'd gone to the English Cricket Board or whatever it may be, there would have been a massive song and dance about it. You want to hope that Darren Lehman dealt with it internally. Only Darren Lehman will probably know that, and obviously the Australian cricket team. But I think I've said this before on this show, I just don't see what that achieves. Like, what does racism achieve in sport?
Nothing.
And that's my point. Like, if you think it's going to put Mo and Ali off his game, probably need to go and have a good hard look at what's really going on around you, because it's stupid. It's dumb, and it's uncalled for. So it's like sexism, racism, you know, religion, all that. Just leave it alone. Let it just do what it has to do. Play sport. You know, no one said you can't be combative and want to try and get guys out and stuff like that. But when it starts turning into that, it's just dumb.
Yeah, no, they've denied it, whoever the Australian player was. They're denying it, saying he said... How's that for a part-timer? But anyway.
Part-timer.
You know what? If they want to call Mo and Ali an average cricketer because he can't bat properly and he's bowling rubbish and stuff like that, well, you know, it's fair game. It's a professional sport because that's reality, and he's playing cricket. And they say, mate, geez, you're not batting very well today, or geez, your cover drive's looking ugly, or geez, you're scared of the ball or something like that. Well, so be it. But to just go with the cheap shot racism, if it is true, and again, I don't know if it's true or not, it's a money... hearing what I'm reading. It's just stupid.
Clarkie, always good to chat, mate. Have a good day.
Cheers, boys. Hey, are you coming down to watch Steve Smith play? That's the question.
Sutherland up against Mossman, isn't it, to kick off the grade?
Sutherland against someone. I can't remember who.
Yeah, I think it is.
But yeah, Saturday up at Glenmorgrove Oval. Being a Sutherland man these days, there's a lot of people up there.
We won't tell everybody how filthy you are that Oval got named after Glenn McGrath, who's a blow-in
He told me too, Stu, he's filthy.
He's just a blow-in compared to the born and bred shy man of Stuart.
It's okay. It's okay. I got the toilet.
Oh, what about your Sharks on the weekend too?
You got the toilet.
were you happy with the Sharks?
Oh, mate, always happy when they win. I don't know how bad the injuries are, but, mate, they were good on the weekend. They gutted out. They were good in the first half.
Yep.
And more importantly, mate, they beat TK's Penrith. So that makes me...
Thank you, Stewie. Looking forward to you getting that Sharks tattoo on your big forearm there, which is getting rather
good
big.
On you, boys.
There you go.